here is an Old Testament passage with a very modern feel to it. Judah was in turmoil. The residents of Jerusalem were very uncertain as to their future. And people want to have some idea of what the future holds for them, or want to try and predict what is coming down the line. We see that with the weather or sports results, state of financial markets or political polls. There are lots who tell us, follow me or vote for us, and we will give you this bright, new, prosperous and time future. Don't vote for them, because they'll trash the economy and ruin this, that and the other. And it all plays on a fear of the future unknowns. It's basically, let me, let us be your God, because only we can deliver on our promises. You can't trust anyone else to do that. False gods were more easily recognisable, perhaps, in Isaiah's day than ours, because of the statues, temples, services and worship practices, the shrines that they had. But they are still, I would say, alive and well today. But really, that's a misnomer, as they're still as dead as they ever were. An idol, simply anything that rivals God in our affections. So here in Isaiah 41, God is inviting these false gods to appear before him in court, to present their case, to show their credentials, to give proofs as to why anyone should follow them. We have to say God's very fair here, giving such a glorious opportunity for any of the hundreds of gods to show what they'd got. Is it really a surprise none showed up? That not one took the opportunity? So God issues three challenges. Tell us about the past. Predict some future event and bring it to pass. And do something, be it for good or harm. So, tell us former things. Let us see, let us hear your track record. Take some past event and explain what happened and why and how you did it. Give evidences of your working in the past. Bring your CV to the table. No? Well, how about telling us something that will happen in the near future and then make it happen? I think of our last chancellor, that's the one before Jeremy Hunt, as things are changing so quickly, who categorically stated 100% he would still be in number 11 in the short and the medium term, only to be brought home from the States and sacked the very next day. His crystal ball wasn't working. He got his future way wrong. The Old Testament's full of prophetic words and messages and declarations from God, and often he provided names and places to go with the events he foretold. Not often a date, but high levels of detail nonetheless. And because still there was no response, it's as though God asks, just do something, shake yourselves, wake up, show us your power. Either protect your worshippers from me and my wrath against them, or go after my followers, attack them and try and take them out of my hands. Prove you exist, prove you're worthy of worship, show you deserve respect and honour. No, you're nothing, and so are your works, and foolish are those who choose to believe you. This, at its heart, Isaiah 41 verse 21 on, is a passage designed to give confidence to God's people, to show idols can't deliver, proving only he can discern the future, only he can tell us things to come and make them happen. Here we see God on the front foot, on the offensive, and falsehood and lies and tin pot gods on the defensive, unable to prove their ability to do anything but let you down. So why on earth, Judah or the UK, would you want to follow them? There's only one true living God. Surely, therefore, you're better to hitch your wagon to him.